Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining us today. Happy 2023. We're in our second Sunday of 2023. And so my guest today, she's a returning guest, is Tina Hohen. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so happy to have you here. For those of you that may not know, Tina is the executive director of the Wayne County YMCA, right?
Oh, yes. Been here for years.
Yes. It's over 20?
Oh, yeah.
Over 20, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to teach a fitness class. You know, that's all it was about. But, you know, to get here and find out what all the Y can do for the community, like, I just love it.
I will say I'm a real believer of the YMCA. As you know, you see me all the time coming here for fitness classes, which I thoroughly enjoy. So, you know, I always like to do a show in the beginning of the year and also, you know, middle of the year or end of the year if you have special programming going. Mm-hmm. But you do have your yearly kind of program called Wait No More, right?
Yeah, we kick that off every year for people. It's not the same. It's changed over the years. You know, it's a little different, but we still have it. It's a free weight loss program. People come in and weigh once a week. It's free to sign up again. You weigh yourself. We help track that for you. You get free guest passes to the Y. We do some drawings, some gifts, some different things throughout it to try to keep you motivated. But it's really just a way to keep you on track.
Right. So you're currently signing individuals up, right? So it's not too late to do that.
It's not too late. We just started this past Thursday, but you can sign up again this next week. So, you know, we will be doing weigh-ins on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the 19th, 20th, 21st. 22nd, you know, we've got 4 days open because that was always a big thing. We can't weigh in just on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
We added Saturday and that wasn't good enough, so we added Sunday. You can come in. We just want to help people get on track. And sometimes it's something as simple as having someone accountable to weigh them in.
So do they need, can they just like walk in the hours or is there certain hours that Thursday, Sunday to weigh in?
They can come in anytime. I will say if you're going to register, if you haven't registered yet, you're going to want a few minutes because you got to fill out paperwork.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. But other than that, you can come, you can register, you can get weighed in, we'll get your card, you'll have your little card to track your weight. Mm-hmm. We do track your weight for you and we post on our Facebook page, but we don't put your weight. Mm-hmm. We put that you're in the contest. And a percentage of weight lost or gained, which every time I'm in it, I gain. So it's just like, I'm like, really?
I'm laughing because that's me. It's like, I feel like sometimes when I have the pressure under me, I'm like, I get stressed and I eat more. But, you know, it's funny. But it is a great way to kick off the year. I think so.
I have many, many, many people that come every year just for that. Mm-hmm. Because it helps to get them back on track. Because they've gone through the holidays. You know, it's like Halloween. You eat some Halloween candy and that's still lingering. And then you get into Thanksgiving and you got some pie hanging around. And the next thing you know, it's Christmas cookies. And, you know, now it's January and you're like, oh, man.
I know. Our 3 holidays turn into 3 months of eating, right?
Yes.
That's what happened. Absolutely. How long is the total program?
Every year it shifts a little. So we're going to go, let's see, our mandatory final weight loss weigh-in is Thursday, March 30th. So I think we're 6-8 weeks somewhere in there this year.
Right, which is a nice time frame. Like people will say, well, that's so long. But, you know, we kind of the rule I talk about, at least 30 days incorporates a habit.
Yes.
You know, so if you come, you know, you start working out and you can work out on your own. You don't necessarily have to come to the Y.
Absolutely.
Correct?
We have people that are members of other fitness places and go to classes everywhere else, but they weigh in here because we keep track for them.
Right. And, you know, like you said, there's sometimes weekly giveaways, but there's also nutrition information. I know you work very closely with Barbara Pratt.
Absolutely.
And Wayne Memorial Hospital, right?
Yes.
And she gets recipes or she gets health tips and all of that stuff, right?
Yes, we bring that in and we try to have handouts for people and any educational information you might need to help you with your journey because it really is about being healthier. Mm-hmm. It's not just exercising. It's not just eating right. It's a little bit of everything.
Right.
You know, we're even at this year we're having a thing called NAMI in the lobby.
And what is that?
So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they're going to be in our foyer once a month. We haven't got dates set yet for the rest of the year, but they'll just be there with information, handouts, tell them about their resources that people could use, that type of thing. So, you know, we're about mind, body, spirit at the Y. So, We try to address all those areas and things.
Right, because again, you know, we when we talk about health and wellness, something that the Y really is a great model for, it's not just coming and doing a workout and leaving. You know, it's that whole picture of, you know, balance, right, and wellness that is so important in everyone's life. And mental health, you know, definitely falls under that umbrella.
We all have mental health. Mm-hmm. Some of it's better than, you know, some people have really, right, they're really strong. Some people need a little help, and we all need a little help sometimes.
Right.
You know, sometimes just talking to each other. I think we had a little mental health before we got on the air.
We do.
Talking.
Yes, yes. When you meet with friends, you just kind of let it all out. And truthfully, that's the way I feel when I come to the White. You meet wonderful people. You meet, you know, you form friendships and relationships and stuff like that, yes, which is really also very important.
And it's important, you know, if you hang out with your friends and when you're with your friends, all you do are then unhealthy things. Sometimes it's okay to meet a new group of friends, and not that you're not going to see your old friends, but right, you find new friends that have the same goals as you do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's exercising, taking a certain class. Like, we've right, got some really cool classes going on.
Right. Do you want to talk about some of the new ones?
I absolutely do. Which one did you just fall in love with?
I just fell in love with the new Pound class.
Yeah, so we have Pound here on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30. It's loud.
Yes.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's great music. It's a great workout. And literally, Pound, you are using drumsticks.
Right.
So, and I don't know if Carol has anything to say, because she comes regularly.
I do. I do. That's one of my favorite class, but I do have to mention my other two with my friend Crystal, mm-hmm, who teaches spin, mm-hmm, which I actually do right before my Pound class. So Wednesday is my really workout day. And then Tuesday I do my strength class. And plus, you know, you fit in Kathy's class. Mm-hmm. And those are the classes I go to because I work.
Right, right. So these are evening classes. We also right, have classes during the day. So, you know, we have chair yoga. We have regular yoga. We have energy. We have silver sneakers and spinning, you know, spin at night and walking. And
right, right.
There's and lots of different classes to
right,
try.
And then you also have the weight room downstairs. And mm-hmm, those are, you know, somewhat geared towards adults. But you have many youth programs.
Absolutely.
Also, right?
We try to keep those kids moving, too. You know, we just started. I love this. I've been trying to get this class going forever. For pre-Kers, we have a class called SMATTY, which those are the initials of Saturday Morning at the Y. But it's for 3 to 5 year olds. They come in. There's themes each week. So they'll do a story. Like, say they might do a story about horses. And then they might make a little craft thing or draw pictures of horses or do whatever, or read a book. And then they'll go in the gym and they'll gallop like horses in their play. So it's really a cool thing to get your little one into. Especially, you know, I always feel bad because I know there's lots of preschools, but they're always during the week. And I, right, as a parent, trying to get my kid to preschool while I was trying to work and then pick him up in the middle of the day and all that kind of, like, it was crazy. But here's a Saturday morning program.
Right.
You know, if you sign your child up for that, they could be in that. You could be downstairs working out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just all kinds of options for people. So that's a new one. We still have our regular pre-K sports program. We have our youth sports for the older kids, karate. We do some homeschool gym for the homeschool kids, mm-hmm, which is a whale. We have our A-team program, which I'm really partial to. That's the kids on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
So adults and younger kids come here on Friday nights from like 6 to 8. Sports, games, activities, a social group, a place for them to hang out with. It's really nice.
Right, and that's the A-team program, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is – and I know a couple of years ago I heard about it at the Carbondale, and then you ended up bringing it
right,
here.
We were able
also
to get a grant through the All One Foundation, so we offer the program here. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make a donation of $5 to come, so it's not a big deal. And some of the parents stay with the kid, you know, if the child
right,
needs help or whatever. Some don't. Mm-hmm. It's become a real social – a fun thing.
Right.
They meet twice a month right now. But it's fun. They get pizza or they get whatever and they hang out. And they do crafts. They're into beading right now. Everybody started making bracelets for some reason. So there's lots of cool things going
That's
on.
That's really great. So, you know, speaking of free programs and sometimes paid programs, so you have membership available for individuals, which often incorporate, you know, a lot of the fitness, the weight room and stuff that would be covered.
Yes.
And then some programs, even with memberships, it may be additional fee. But then you also have programs that are free to our community.
We
like
do.
The A program. You have pre-diabetes program.
Yeah, so we have a diabetes prevention program. It's fabulous. I haven't taught it lately, but we teach it here. You come for an hour and you learn things, and it's maybe you're not learning, maybe you're just relearning or thinking
right,
about different ways to eat healthy and exercise that you can incorporate in your life. Not some crazy diet, not some crazy whatever, but what works for you.
Right.
And you get those takeaways, and it helps you to prevent
mm-hmm,
becoming diabetic. And it's proven that you can prevent it by exercising and eating right. And it doesn't have to be a marathon. And it doesn't have to be a strict diet. Mm-hmm. It can be tweaking what you already do and what you're comfortable with. And I think that's what's nice about that program. It gives you a free membership to the Y for a whole year. A whole year.
Wow, I did not realize that.
So commit to the class for an hour a week. I think this is reaching in my brain, but 12 weeks in a row we meet.
Right.
And then we do twice a month. And then we wean you off to once a month.
Right.
Because what happens is this group forms a family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're working together, and everybody's trying to make it happen for each other, and everybody becomes friends and goals, and it's a really cool class. So we have that. It's free. We also have Matter Balance.
Right.
And balance is something that as you get older, mm-hmm. you need to work on. You need to focus on and learn techniques to stay with your balance because you'll start to lose it.
Right, right. And we know, at the hospital, we go out and do fall prevention, and one big thing is balance.
Mm-hmm.
If someone really does practice and has good balance, it reduces the risk of falls when we get older and all that stuff.
Okay.
It's proven.
I worry about falling at this mm-hmm. age. I start to think of different things, the way to do different things, how I bend down differently, what do I do differently, but it's about balance and training some simple things you can do to keep your balance, and that's what that class teaches you.
Right. My kids tease me now. They're like, okay, Mom, don't go up on the ladder and take down the Christmas lights until one of us is around, because again, it's dangerous, but it also has to do with balance and all that stuff. Not like we encourage people to do that. But again, it all talks about the whole individual and everything, single aspect of their health and stuff like that. And coming back to the diabetes mm-hmm. prevention program, yes, that is an evidence-based program, which is so important. And we know that individuals who follow this has a 60% reduction in developing diabetes. And again, it's just a matter of doing, following the program, the guidelines, the exercise, to what they can do, the eating healthy, making those small changes, which makes a big difference.
And again, it's like we say with Weight No More, it's accountability. Coming in once a week, they do it for 12 weeks. That makes a commitment. 3 months,
mm-hmm.
you're committed to that. And if you miss one, you miss one. But we catch you up. There's material. There's information to take home. There's recipes. There's exercises. It's just, let's talk about why you do this.
Right,
And people find ways to
mm-hmm.
make improvements.
Right. So now I kind of feel guilty, like I need to sign up for this Weight No More program. I'm always here, so
you
might as well
sign up and weigh
might
in
as well
and
do it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's really great. And nowadays when you look, there are many insurances that sometimes cover a Y membership.
Absolutely.
Or at a lower fee, but you also have financial assistance available for some families and individuals.
We have a scale that we use every year. People can come in and apply, and you'll have to pay something, but it may be a lot less than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
can join. We also do payment plans for people. We also offer bank draft, so you're not putting all that money out at one time. You're putting down a deposit, and then it comes out monthly from your savings or checking account. And people have found that that is so much easier.
Oh.
It's so much easier, yes.
With anything in my life, it's so much easier
And if you don't like that, that's fine. You don't like that, we'll figure something out. But we just really want to get you to be a member, because the other thing we have is membership reciprocity. So a big thing people say here is, well, you don't have a pool. Well, the Carbondale Y does. So if you're a member here, you can go there. You can use their pool. Now, you have to work out here more.
Right.
So if you want a membership just to swim or whatever, then you buy a membership over there. We work together.
Right.
Two Ys.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, our members go over and swim and do different things. It's great. I remember, I probably don't have time to tell a story, do I? I have a story.
You have a minute.
Okay, real quick. Mom came to me one time and thanked me for the financial assistance they got, because they didn't have money to go on vacation, but they took 3 Saturdays during the summer and they went to the Scranton Y one time and swam there and used their playground. They went to the Carbondale Y and did something, and they came to our Y one Sunday. And she said that's how they did their vacation. And she said it was the best family time they ever had.
Oh my goodness.
It makes me cry.
Good thing we're almost done, so
I'm
going to cry.
I can tell it's much nicer, but that was my fate. I got that letter from that lady and I cried.
Wow. How could you not?
What an impact that you can make on someone by helping them just a little bit. So always remember that.
Right. And it is, when you buy a family membership here, when you look at the cost, it is so inexpensive versus going out to holidays and or vacations and stuff like that if you can't afford that big thing. And it may be given up a little bit extra, but it is so worth it with all the programming and available mm-hmm. here at the Y. Quickly, resources? What's the phone number? Do you have a webpage?
We have it Facebook? All. We do have it all. So our phone number is 570-253-2083. You can get to our website. Everyone would. WCYMCA.com.
Yes. Or you just Google.
I think about that. And I'm like, wait, and we have Facebook and we have Instagram and we have. So I'm like, oh, but it's right. Easy. It's always easy to just call.
Right.
Because we can give you an answer. We can point you in the right direction. We can show you those things.
And they always pick up the phone. I will say, you know, phone tree.
We truly try to do that. We also have, you know, really cool is we have for our members, we have Remind.
Yes.
So people with fitness classes and things, you know, if something changes, if the weather, you know, it's that time of year. We can remind people what's going on.
I get my text messages.
The camp people, right. Hey, when day camp registration's open, we send out a remind, hey, camp's opening up, guys. Our new fitness class. We have online fitness classes, too, by the way.
Oh.
So, yes, we're part of that.
So much. And
I
yes.
I have to come back another time.
You always do. So, again, you know, Wait No More starts. Mm-hmm. Get registered Thursday through Sunday this week?
Yes, absolutely. And really quick, blood drive, January 19th, 11 to 4, be here.
Okay.
I need your blood.
Tina, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's always a pleasure.
It's fun. I love it. Thanks.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.